Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Adam Hoag says...
Adam Hoag, Bears Insider.
What's up, everyone? My name's Adam Hoag. This is the CHGO Bears Podcast.
Host of the Hoag and Johns Podcast.
This is a losing culture, and Ben Johnson has his hands full in trying to flip it and turning a blind eye to that culture and all the problems that not only existed last year, but quite frankly have existed since you and I started covering this team. That's not how you fix it.
Adam Hoag.
Adam Hoagie or Hoag, excuse me, I don't know how to pronounce the last name.
With Raheemi Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
Let's go to the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. He is also on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score, as you're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers. We see Adam Hoag. Adam Hoag, CHGO Bears, of course, coverage, and also of the Hoag and Johns podcast. Good to see you on this Friday, Adam.
You too, guys. Bears desperately need a win this weekend, and it's not going to be easy.
Well, do you think it's likely, though, when the Cowboys have given up, I don't know, about a billion yards in the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, but the Bears have given up a billion and one. that's what makes this game so hard to predict, because when you got two defenses like this that you just don't feel like you can count on, it makes it hard to really have an idea how this is going to play out. And I think the thing that scares me and has me leaning towards the Cowboys right now is what this Cowboys offense has been. You know, it was pretty controversial for them to hire Brian Schottenheimer. And, you know, he was the OC the last couple of years under Mike McCarthy, but McCarthy was calling the plays. So you not only were promoting from within, but you knew there was going to be some offensive change. Now you're hiring a new defensive coordinator, Matt Eberflus, and I don't know that his scheme particularly fits some of these players that they have down there, and so I think they're struggling there. But offensively, Dak looks great. They're number 7 overall in the league right now in EPA through 2 weeks, and what people might not realize is Javonte Williams, and nobody had this as a prediction before the season, but he's been the number 1 running back in EPA the first couple weeks of the season. They've been running the ball at will, and it's looked really good, and that's concerning to me when I see what this defense has been giving up for the Bears the first 2 games.
Adam, I know you're not the only one concerned, because you just brought up those 3 letters that I was told by one head coacher the most important outcome, even more important than turnover margin, that is EPA. I look at that, and I look at Dak Prescott as the much more experienced quarterback, someone who's been doing this for a long time, and the margin of error for Ben Johnson, as great a play caller as he is, the margin of error seems to be so slim unless they can get a running game going to control this game that I don't know how you could pick the Bears.
Yeah, and you know, I thought Adam Johns did a good job this week of taking a look in one of his written pieces on our website at allchgo.com about, you know, going back to what Ben said about that EPA, specifically in the drop back game, throwing the ball, and how that's a huge indicator of success these days, even more than turnover margin. And you know, his point was it's still not where it needs to be. They've kind of, if I remember right off the top of my head, I think they've risen into the teens in that category. Now, my brain immediately went to, hey, that's actually progress. So, mm-hmm. It's not where it needs to be, but I do feel like it's moving in the right direction. I feel like Caleb Williams moved in the right direction last week. I came away watching that offensive film, which I waited to do until Tuesday because the defense was so bad that Monday required the attention of the defense. By the time I got around to Caleb's game, I thought he looked pretty good last week in Detroit, looked calm, comfortable, feet, everything lined up. And now they got to continue that this week. But it's really that running game that has been pulling this Bears offense back, in my opinion. I think the numbers show that, you know, the Bears success rate, which is just simply measures, you know, how often are you running a successful play? They're 31st in the league through 2 weeks. And I was kind of surprised to see that because it's like, well, they do seem to be making some progress, but just goes to show you there's a lot of work to still be done here. I do think that this opportunity this week against this Cowboys defense, which has really struggled, they don't have a great pass rush, even though they signed Jadeveon Clowney. Yeah. He's never really been that, you know, elite pass rusher. He's not going to replace Michael Parsons by any means. So I just don't know if the Bears are going to be able to run the ball consistently, and that's why I wonder if we're going to see some changes. I wonder if Mnungi gets more carries this week. I didn't think Swift looked particularly great in pass protection last week. He's dealing with a quad injury, so why not mix things up a little bit more, see if you can get more out of the running game, because you just got to have it. It's putting too much pressure on Caleb Williams to have a bad defense and a poor running game.
Yeah, it just goes against everything that Ben Johnson wants to do. And not everything is going to be exactly the way it was in Detroit, but he definitely would like to take that aspect. I do worry, too, about some of these Dallas defenders waking up, too, because similar to the Bears, there are names on that defense. You know, you mentioned Jadeveon Clowney, Kenny Clark, Osu Odighizuwa, really good. Dante Fowler. I mean, these are all veteran players who at any time could wake up, like the Bears defense as well, which has been hibernating. So maybe comment on that, Hogue. And to your point about the running game, I mean, are we going to get to the point where Ben Johnson is going to be even more creative with more jet sweeps, with maybe DJ Moore running the ball more? And I know it almost sounds desperate, but you're so right. They've got to get that thing back on.
Well, how dare you not mention the sand god, Jack Sanborn?
Oh, the Sandman.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sorry.
No, you know,
Reddy Stewart.
Reddy Stewart.
Reddy Stewart's done a nice job filling in for Deron Bland.
He's the only one. So,
yeah. We liked Reddy Stewart, so good for him. You know, Sanborn's kind of playing a little bit out of position, though. They're asking him to be way more than he had to be for the Bears. Is that Sam backer who is only in on base down? So, you know, I think that just he's not playing poorly, but he's a little bit, when you're asking him to run a little bit more and cover the middle of the field, I think that's a tougher task for him. So maybe Ben Johnson can come up with some answers there. You know, DeAndre Swift has actually had, I don't have the number in front of me right now, but his yards before contact is actually like 2.3 something, I think. And that's an indication that he's the line is keeping guys. It's not like he's getting hit in the backfield. So the point there is, it's an indication they should be getting more out of the running game when he's getting the carry. Is he not hitting the right gap? Is he not following, you know, the running lanes? I don't know for sure, but if you're a coach and you see that number and you're watching the tape and you feel that number, to me, it's another indication that, hey, we got to try something different. Maybe that is DJ Moore. Maybe that is more for Kyle Mnungi, who maybe you can trust him to hit the A-gap a little bit harder and pick up the 5 or 6 yards that's there, because that's still a good, successful run play. I think this game is going to tell us a lot about some of these little issues that persist offensively, even though I think we are seeing some progress in the passing game. And the one thing, to not just like keep this all negative – Roma Dunze's development here is an enormous story. What he's done the first two games shouldn't be glossed over. This is the type of production that you want from a guy that you drafted in the top 10, and he's doing it. He's delivering it, and he's still got some more opportunities to improve because he had a couple drops last week on top of it. So let's not minimize that. Caleb DeRome, it's what everybody signed up for. It's what Ryan Poles signed up for when he drafted those two guys together, and as much as it hurts to see this team 0-2 and struggling in a lot of different areas, big picture wise for the future, that's a huge development.
This
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Segment with Adam Hoge is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Adam, I'm glad you brought that up because I feel like when I think about what Roma Dunze was able to do at Washington, especially, like the connection that he had with Michael Penix was incredible. Like you could see the timing play out there. You could see Penix throw balls where I feel like only Rome could catch them. And he was so good in traffic too. His athleticism, of course, against lesser secondaries against him really shined. I do feel like you're seeing some of that echo in the spots that Caleb Williams is putting Roma Dunze in when he throws him the ball. I feel like he's not afraid to throw him a ball in traffic. He's not afraid to go to him in double and even sometimes triple coverage. Is it bold? Yes. Is it always the best choice? Maybe, maybe not. But I feel like that is something that plays to his strength and really what you saw him do well in college.
Yeah, without a doubt, it's a good observation, Layla. I mean, I was a huge fan of Rome's coming out. Saw him play a bunch that season. You know, it's because Washington was all over our TVs with how well they were playing and the run that they made. He is not going to be the most sudden wide receiver or the fastest guy that's just running these incredible routes that's going to dust the defenders. That's not necessarily his game. But he's more of that savvy route runner. I always go back to a compliment that Keenan Allen gave him early last year. It might have even been before the regular season even started, where he said that Rome was already ahead of where Keenan, potential Hall of Famer, was at, when he was a rookie, when he was young, that Rome was already ahead of him in terms of the little intricacies that go into route running and how to set up a defender and how to, which step to jab right here so that you go the other direction, like whatever it is that goes into the route running at the NFL level. And some guys just never master it. Some guys are just so fast or so explosive or so sudden that they just feel like, I don't need to worry about all this stuff, and they just sort of freelance. Well, what I think Rome's strengths are is he really is dialed into all that stuff, and he's so technically sound too when the ball's in the air. His ball tracking is elite, and the way that he's able to put his hands up late or sometimes not at all to really play mind games with the cornerback for them to not even realize the ball is in the air coming that way, that's the stuff that Rome is so good at. And that's not to say he's not fast. That's not to say he's not sudden. He's just not the most sudden or fast at his position. He's still got plenty of those traits, though, to go along with all those technical things. The sky's the limit for him. He can really be one of the best wide receivers in the league.
Rome's been the best story, in my opinion, of this season so far, which isn't saying much because, you know, the Bears are 0-2. But Adam, speaking of pass catchers, I was told there would be tight ends. Nine targets between Cole Kmet and Colston Loveland. I know Ben Johnson said it's going to be addressed this week. What do you expect?
Well, and meanwhile, the Bears have been running the 12 personnel like we predicted a ton. I think they're fourth in the league in using 12 personnel through 2 weeks. So it's not like they're not out there. And I don't know that the tape shows that it's not like they're not open. I just think it's a matter of calling the plays, dialing up their number, whether it's Caleb looking that way. The numbers are alarming right now for Caleb Williams when he's not throwing to Rome Odunze. And what's interesting about that to me is that sort of what we're already talking about, the throws to Rome have been some of the harder throws. The throws that you should be getting to DJ Moore, those should be closer to the line of scrimmage. They should be shorter. They should be easier. Same thing to the tight ends. Use them as a safety valve. Hit them in the flat or on shallow crossers. You know, the type of throws that theoretically should be easier to make. And so far, the Bears haven't gotten enough out of that. I do think that Ben Johnson's done a great job this week of taking accountability for that in terms of his own play calling and dialing some of that up. So we'll see if Colston Loveland has a little bit of a coming out party this week, because I think especially when you consider how much the Cowboys typically will sit back in a too high safety shell, not necessarily blitz a lot. Against these zone looks, these tight ends should be able to find openings. And I think that's actually one of Cole Kmet's strengths too, is knowing when to sit down in those open spots. And then it's on the quarterback and the tight end to be on the same page there. Because I think 2 weeks ago on one of those third or fourth downs, it just didn't seem like Cole and Caleb were on the same page in terms of whether or not he was sitting down in the route against zone or continuing to go against man.
Yeah, no doubt. And our friend and frequent visitor, I know, to the Hogan Johns podcast, Kevin Fishbane, did a really good breakdown in The Athletic about that. So, and we're having Fishy Business on a little bit later, so we'll continue the conversation with him here on the Raheemy Harris and Grody Show on The Score, talking to Adam Hogg of that was awesome. Adam Hogg of CHGO and the aforementioned...
Dump him.
I thought you did it on purpose.
No, I didn't. It just came out like that. What did you think, Adam, of Declan Doyle, the Bears' offensive coordinator, saying that the Bears consider, and who knows, maybe have scripted more than one time throughout a game? And we had Tim Jenkins on, who said that they ran some of the same plays, which he said is incredibly rare. What did you think about that?
I got totally distracted by you slowly turning into Grobber in front of us.
Wow.
It's happening. Adam it's Hogg. Been happening for a couple of years.
A lot of people think his name is Hogg.
How do you spell Eagles?
By the way, I do love to tell the story, because Adam has told the story that the reason Grobber called him Hogg is because one of the producers, Adam Harris, at the time, wrote that, right? He wrote that down. He typed that in for Grobber to see when you came on. He said H-O, or he was giving credit to you for whatever contribution you made to the show that day. So it was written for, if you put it on the teleprompter, Grobber's going to read it, right, Hogg? Isn't that what happened?
Yes, well, but then I think maybe the first time it was a mistake, but then so then when I would come on, he would purposely spell my name wrong, like in the guest line on your guys' call screener. So that one time like it came out Hodge, Hoagie. It came out a few different
Adam
ways.
Hogg says.
That sounds very Adam.
Now I totally forgot the question stuff.
Yeah. Like, he talked yesterday about how that they do consider scripting more than once in a game. And the question was in the name of the Bears failing 2 weeks in a row in the third quarter on the first drive, going three and out in both cases.
Yeah. Now, so this comes back to, I think the good play callers have, you have your script, right? Your opening script, but you also have your your sort of bread and butter plays that you know you can kind of always go back to. And one of the hallmarks, I think, of Ben Johnson and some of the other good play callers in the league is they're able to run the same play multiple times in a game, but have it look different, right? It goes back to what he said at his introductory press conference, make different things look the same things look different. But to be able to do that, you have to be able to trust your players to be able to execute those things. So I think you're starting to see that. I know I saw some Twitter exchange this week where there was a little bit of controversy. That might have been Tim Jenkins. Yeah, now that I think about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, where he brought up, you know, they kept running this one play.
Yeah.
But I think as long as you're dressing it up differently, you know, you have faith in that play, it can be okay at times. It's easy then to come back and be like, hey, they kept running this and it wasn't working, to be critical of it. And I think that that's fair at that point. But I do think there is something to be said. You're not going to have a full script to start the third quarter, but you got to have a plan of at least five or six things that you know you can go to, because it's those two drives so far this season have been crucial, and the Bears have screwed them up both times. And but regardless of what plays you're scripting up, you can't have the running back false start on the first play coming out of halftime. It's hard to do anything as a play caller when you start first and 15 because the running back of all people is false starting.
That's Adam Hoge. Our segment with him is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Adam, thanks for the time. We look forward to your thoughts after the game as well on the Hoge and Johns podcast.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Bye, Adam.
Thanks, Adam. We will keep it going with our weekend in wagertainment. There is a massive game in the Big Ten coming up. We will talk about it with Joe Ostrowski and whether or not that over on the Bears and Cowboys game is really worth a look as the line keeps moving. And more. Joe O. next on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
Adam Hogg says,
we are Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. We're live from Chicago, talking Chicago sports. Listen on your radio, your laptop, your mobile device through the Odyssey app, AUDACY, or tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score. We're live and we're local. 670 The Score, always live on the free Odyssey app.
This segment is brought to you by Robert Half. At Robert Half, they found that 67% of companies want to increase contract talent. That's why the recruiter's expertise and award-winning AI work quickly to find the skilled candidates you want. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.